Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And Heather. Hey, Heather.
Hello.
I almost feel like we should do Book of the Week right now.
Well, my Book of the Week is not the bonkers that I was talking about, though.
Okay. We'll save it. We'll save it.
I mean, we could still talk about it, though.
I don't know. We'll talk about it at Book of the Week time, but man, stick around. Stay tuned for Book of the Week. They're a little off hinge this week. Not mine. Not mine. Mine is cute and cozy and delightful. These two.
But you were in the Dirty Highlanders earlier in the week. So.
I did read a lot of Dirty Highlanders this week.
That has been on my TBR.
Oh, those actually, I downloaded
wait,
those.
Which one? Which one are you talking about?
The Maya Banks ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the Maya Banks, the Armstrong Montgomery feud books. Mm-hmm. And so they're historical Highlanders. And there's audio in Hoopla. And I've read them years ago. And I love them.
I actually have one down, the first one downloaded. I took a hard left this weekend.
I needed comfort earlier this week.
I
good and fluffy.
Don't even know what I needed when I started reading these books.
Well, and then I read that Nevessa Allen book.
Yeah, tell us
Lights
about
Out. It was legit 5 minutes of trigger warnings, you guys.
Oh, really? On the audio?
Yeah, on the audio.
I mean, I'm there for that.
I don't need those, so I'm down.
They're stalkers. He's a really good cat dad to her dad. He is a really good dad to her cat that he stalks.
I need a pregnancy loss trigger warning, but that is literally the only trigger
warning. None of that in this. Anyway, serial killers, knife play. It's dark.
But there's an adorable floof. So
there is an adorable floof. Anyway, I listened to the audio. It was also very good. It was Jacob Morgan and Andy Garn. So it was really exceptional. And it also is in Hoopla, in case anybody is wondering. Okay. We're back. It is Sunday. We missed last Wednesday. If you are following along on our Wednesday episodes and we skipped last week. Because I was not in the headspace to do it. But we bumped everything kind of a week. We rearranged things. So, if you want to know what the current reading schedule for our Wednesday episodes, check out our website. They're all listed over there with the new updated stuff. And then, yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. There's been some announcements over on Patreon. So check that out if you have any questions, about things.
Or a lot of stuff is in the newsletter. So if you get that, just check that out too.
Yep. Download our newsletter. It's a good thing to have.
And if you have, if you can't find it, just let us know and we can send you the sign up, or I can just add you to it.
Also, I think they can sign up on the website.
I think they can, but I'm just saying if they're having issues.
Okay. Let us know. Anyway, we survived the week. Sunday night. Heather, you got Sunday scaries heading into Monday. Do you have school tomorrow? Because
we do.
It's Veterans Day.
Our oldest is in PA, does college, and he doesn't have college, but we do have school. Okay. Our schools do big Veterans Day celebrations. They have the veterans come in, and they invite alumni from the high schools to celebrate.
That's a big nice. Deal.
And well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
My kids do not have school, and I would like to take a day off, but I'm not doing it tomorrow because I don't want to hang out with my children tomorrow. I need quiet, which I love my kids. I love my kids. I just need to not be around people for a day.
Fair. Just so you know, I am a crusher of dreams and a destroyer of joy.
Oh, who told you that one?
Mike. Mike did. Because yesterday he's like, oh no, we'll do it in a week. And I'm like, what do you mean we'll do it in a week? He thought Thanksgiving was
sooner than
2 weeks from last Thursday. It's really 3 weeks from last Thursday. So apparently I am a crusher of dreams and a destroyer of hope because I gave him an extra week of work.
Honestly, I totally
Well,
thought it was one of the
to
kids.
be fair, you don't create the calendar. I mean, like,
Right.
that
Or
isn't
his
your
work
job.
schedule.
Right.
Well, I mean, the university is off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so he's taking 2 extra days at the beginning of the week, so he'll have a whole week off, which great. That's awesome. But
That's a lot on my
apparently the
career,
fact
though.
Heather has that whole week off too. Maybe
We
we'll just get on
don't.
Zooms and do a lot of day
Technically,
drinking.
we technically work Monday.
Technically.
My
Anyway.
kids go till Wednesday.
Well, you got Veterans Day off, so.
We do a Veterans Day, but
That's
then they
so
have
weird.
like the longest Christmas break and the longest Easter break known to man. And so I'm like, again, I love my children, but it's a lot.
I get it. Okay, so we have an episode to do, and we're a
We
little
do.
concerned that we have a lot to talk about, and we
So
might
we
not get
may
to
not
book
get a lot of
recs.
wrecks.
So today we are diving into two beloved and time-tested tropes, the grumpy sunshine pairing and the black cat golden retriever dynamic. These technically fall as sub-tropes to opposites attract. There are opposite attract themes that add depth and fun to romance stories where one character's grumpiness or guarded nature is perfectly balanced by the more carefree, sunny counterpart. We'll be unpacking what makes these pairings so irresistible, sharing book recommendations, and exploring how they keep readers coming back for more. So whether you're here for a heartwarming grin or a love story with a bit of an edge, we've got something for everyone. Okay, so let's just dive into this. I want to caveat all of this to say we will not use the term reverse grumpy sunshine.
Because that's stupid.
It is stupid. Reverse cowboy is legit. You know, are
Well,
you facing the horse? Are
but
you
that's
facing away from the
different.
horse?
But you're like one is a grump and one is sunshiny. It doesn't matter which one. Just like reverse age gap is stupid. Like there's an age gap.
I
Like
mean,
you can say age gap, she is older, age gap, he is older, like to specify, but reverse, it's like, what does that mean?
well,
it means there's like a right way and a wrong way, and like that's not true.
it's not true. Right, because, you know, forward or reverse. Reverse is
I mean,
backwards.
technically speaking, I have an age gap and I'm older. I mean, granted, it's only like a year and a half, but still. But
Oh
I'm the
yeah,
older
you
one in that
rocked the
relationship.
cradle.
Yeah. For 2 whole weeks, I am 2 years older than him.
Look at you putting on your cougar pants tonight.
Mean, I do have pants on tonight, so that's a win.
I had to change into soft pants because I had hard pants on most of the day and I had to go into soft pants.
That sounds terrible.
I've had to wear hard pants all weekend and I haven't liked it.
I don't like that at all. Okay, so I understand why authors will, on occasion, use reverse grumpy sunshine or reverse age gap. It makes it a quick, easy way to say that the female is the dominant, the male is the opposite of what is typical. However, in our house, we're going to be real honest. I am the grump, Mike is the sunshine.
Yeah, same.
I mean, I don't know. And Heather is a black cat, and Justin is a golden
Justin is
retriever.
totally the golden retriever.
100%.
So, you know, maybe we all should make door plaques that say reverse.
I sort of feel like too, I just called him a frat boy puppy, which in my mind is like totally a
That is the
golden
golden retriever,
retriever.
yes.
It is. He's a
So
frat boy puppy.
we started with the frat boy puppy and
We
then,
did.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay,
anyway,
I get my
we
thoughts
aren't going to
back.
use that. We understand the authors do typically will use it. We never have. Even when we're doing quick shots, when we're doing sip and discuss episodes, we will say, "Grumpy sunshine, she is grumpy."
Yeah, because we have lambasted the fact that we hate the reverse factor. Stacy is
Right.
not happy with the black cat moniker, though, because she's tired of the black cat diss. But so that is fair.
Well,
I'm with her. I'm with Stacy a little.
And I'm really kind of sick too of if a woman is determined and headstrong and knows what she needs and has a plan,
She's a
she is
bitch.
categorized as unlikable. Like
Yeah.
if we take the heroine from a proposal they can't refuse, Sister was working her ass off to save her family's restaurant.
Yeah.
And after hours on Milagro Street, again, saving the family bar, came back to get it out of debt and to make it successful. And because she was determined and business-minded and headstrong, she's unlikable or a black cat. I don't love any of that. I don't like any of it. So let's get to
our... like when you like black cats, it's like bad luck.
Right?
Like, what what about like a strong heroine who might be a little bit bitchy at times because that is how you can get your point across. Like, but she's the bad luck of life. Like...
But if we also look at them, though, how many of these women have been beaten down by the system, taken advantage of, pushed aside, their value cut in half?
That's the thing. Like, their value is not taken care of. Like, they value themselves, and that is why like they act the way they do, because they value themselves and they value what they're working hard for, but people don't value it with them.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a huge double standard. Yep. Because we have the alcohol and we love to love the alcohol, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, if it's the reverse and it's a female and she is strong, she is driven, and she is business minded, and she doesn't really take shit from anybody, she's a black cat and she's a bitch. And so I think it's a double standard in romance that really just sucks. And so I think it doesn't, heroines don't deserve, like, I don't love that moniker, actually.
No, I don't either. And actually, it's funny because between this episode and next week's episode, we are totally embracing the feminine rage right this week. Like, fuck the patriarchy. We're done with it.
Oh, yeah.
But let's talk about that last a little bit, too, because we've always said romance, the majority of romance, is for women, written by women, right? And women, we are the ones, I mean, our whole podcast is women critiquing these books for other women. And, you know, I have to sometimes take a step back myself and be like, I really struggled with that book. I just couldn't connect. And it comes off, you know, she had walls, or she's really standoffish, or in my opinion, she was too stupid to live and too optimistic. And I wanted to push her down, you know,
a flight of stairs.
A flight of stairs. And that's my own internalized misogyny. But as readers, how can we be better to make sure that it's okay to uplift the grumpy heroine?
Well, but it's realistic. I mean, right? We're all not happy-go-lucky all the time. Like, that isn't reality. And so I think we're gentler on humans, right? And maybe we need to also then be gentler and give heroines grace, because like they're, you know, like we don't know everything about them.
No, we can only evaluate and talk about what's on the page, right? Okay, so let's define the essential qualities of a grumpy sunshine romance. Doesn't matter who's the grump, who's the sunshine, what exactly are we looking for? Because we did an episode previous where we talked about the grumpy sunshine, the alpha hole, and the asshole, right?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, I was like characterizing the differences, because alpha holes and assholes have similarities, but they're not the same.
They're not the same. And grumpy, like a good guy...
Yeah.
You know,
but can still be grumpy.
You can have a grumpy cinnamon roll. I mean, there are
assholes that are grumpy, and like there's always that blend, but we characterize the specific differences between the three.
But what's the difference between a grumpy sunshine and just a plain opposites attract? What are some key elements we need to see in a grumpy sunshine trope?
A lot of it's the behaviors, like the the attitude, the reactions, the dynamic of the way the characters behave. Like, they're a little bit more standoffish also.
I think it's how other people will react to them too. Like they're sort of just known for being grumpy. Like maybe if it's a small town and there's a grump, like he's walking down the street and someone's like, "Oh, hey." And he's like, and he like, grunts. He doesn't like acknowledge the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and don't you think that the interaction has to be more than just his engagement to the other main character, right? Like in the world, he has to be perceived by the community he's in as a grump, right? You know,
Well,
it's
that's the thing. Like, he can't be to have like the trope true. Like, he can't be really, unless except like a choice few in his world. Like, he has to pretty much treat everyone like on the same even keel. Like, he can have those soft moments for like kids or his family or things like that. But there's like a select number of people that the behavior is different and perceived, but they still see him as that grump, but he doesn't treat them as that grump.
You know,
Or she.
I often think of Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson. Mr.
Yes.
Wilson was grumpy to everybody. Get off my lawn. Don't bother me. It wasn't just to Dennis. It was to freaking everybody. And Dennis is kind of like the sunshine, the antagonist, the pokes the bear a lot, touches
I
the
mean,
lawn.
Dennis was kind of an asshole.
Dennis is a little bit, at least he's not Caillou. That's all I'm going to say.
We don't even need to go into that conversation.
But so you he has to be he can't just pick the people he's going to yell at about the lawn. It has to be everybody get off his lawn. Or for her, you know, don't talk to me. And she's kind of grouchy to everybody. You know, she picks up her phone and yells at her friend, you know, "Why are you calling me?" She has to be perceived as not just grouchy to him, but grouchy into the world, the community around her. So, what characteristics do we need to see from a sunshine? So, compared to, do they, in order to be pure sunshine and not just opposites attract, I think she has to be over the top, or he has to be over the top optimistic.
Like they find joy in all the little things. Like it's not even just like they're happy. Like they find honest to goodness joy in like the mundane, like walking down the street and seeing like somebody, like an old couple, like together, and they like relish in that. It's just all the little things like bring them great joy, and they're just really positive influences and positive people on like everybody around them too.
What do you think, Heather? What makes it truly
I think about the
sunshine?
Lego movie and like the guy, what's his name?
Emmett.
Emmett. And
Emmett.
he's like, everything is,
Everything is
but he's sort
awesome.
of, I
I'm gonna
think
have that stuck
sometimes
in
they
my
come
head
across
now.
as ditzy too. Like I think about sometimes, like if you think about Sunshine, where he's the sunshine, you might think of like a surfer dude, just like real laid back. Like, yeah, this is totally fine. Go with the flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Who's the cuckoo unicorn in the Lego movie? Unikitty. Unikitty.
Unikitty.
That Unikitty is kind of an
But then she
established
has like those
sunshine.
moments of rage too.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I
These
can.
themes are just like everywhere.
They are. They really are. Okay, so if we go, I am convinced that authors are using the black cat golden retriever as a way to distinguish between grumpy sunshine, where she is grouchy.
Well, because it's newer. Like the black cat is a newer thing. Like I'd say within the past like 6 months is when we've really started to see it. But I have not seen that reverse grumpy sunshine thrown out there as
As
much.
often. So
So I
is
sort of prefer that. Like, as much as I don't love the black cat analogy, I prefer it to the reverse. Like, I don't like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I look at like Lindo Forbes. I read her book, The Indomitable Mr. Temple. And this is an age gap. She's older by quite a bit. And in this book, she's a young single mom, or she's not young, but she's a single mom. Her child is 18, so she's raised him to, you know, adulthood. She owns a business. She's an oldest daughter of immigrants. Mm-hmm. And she's not easily swayed. She's very standoffish. Like, for he just has to keep, you know, coming in with his charisma and his shine and push at her and, come on, go on a date with me. What harm could there be? And she's like, I don't have time for you. I'm a busy person. I do see where a black cat, golden retriever analogy could happen, because in that book, the hero, he is absolutely 100% the goodest boy. Like, he just wants to please her. He just wants to be with her. He's so attracted to her. And she is just like, excuse after excuse, don't touch me. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. And I think that that's a good example, but we have to, but she also isn't unlikable.
Yeah. Well, but I think it depends. And it's one of those things where it is always up for interpretation too. Like, people look at like what they feel like is the grump or the black cat, and like they kind of have their own twist on it. Because when I was doing some searching, I found Until I Get You by Claire Contreras on a black cat list. But I don't feel like that matches, because she's not really a black cat. Like, she's not grumpy. Like, she's standoffish. She's very, like, hidden. But, like, I didn't get black cat but vibes from that.
She's self-protecting because of being the victim of assault.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the tropes that, like, we break down, like, there is personal interpretation that is thrown 100%, into that, too.
100%.
Which, I mean, I didn't think that one fit, but, like, I can understand why people would categorize it.
She wasn't unlikable or mean or grouchy. Uh-uh. She had friends in community. She wasn't standoffish with them.
Uh-uh.
It was just him. The
opposite sex.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just thought that was an interesting take.
It is. Okay. This is my next question. Because I have thoughts on this. And Heather, I'm looking at you because I know that you will have thoughts on this. Is the golden retriever hero the same or different than a cinnamon roll hero?
I have never loved the term cinnamon roll. I think, like, that's, I don't know. I don't love it. I think it's hard to define. I think they're too different. I mean, like, a golden retriever, in my opinion, is sort of like, they're along for the ride. Like, wherever, like, I think, just think about my husband. Like, he just is like, I'll go to Target with you. I don't really care as long as I get to be with you. And I'm like, I don't know why you want to be with me. Like, I'm kind of grumpy right now. I don't know why you want to hang out with me. And he's like, I just want to be with you. I don't think that's how a cinnamon roll is, right?
Like, right? I don't think so either.
I think about a golden retriever in the book. He just loves, or she, like, he loves being with her. Like, he doesn't care what they do.
He'll, he's the goodest boy.
Yeah, he's the goodest boy. So I think they're different.
Leah, what do you think?
I think that there are cinnamon roll qualities in the golden retrievers, but I think overall, like, again, I don't love a cinnamon roll. I mean, to eat them, yes, they're delightful, but to read them, they're not really my jam. But
mine either.
I mean, we have noticed that I will read anything anymore. But yeah, I think the nuances of the characterizations are different. Like, the golden retriever, like, they are the good boy. Like, they are the follower. They're like, they're the.
But don't you think a little bit with a golden retriever? Okay. And if I just look at my own relationship, because my husband is a lot like Heather's, like, I'm on the couch ignoring the world, like, grouchy, yelling at my phone. And my husband comes in and sits down with me. He's like, what you doing? And he just wants to be with me. Like, he just wants us to be together, which in the grand scheme of life, I am so lucky. And he is so sweet. But I sit there and I think, why the hell do you want to be with me? I'm being a total bitch right now.
I don't even like myself. How can you possibly like me?
But I think yelled at the dog.
The thing that I think I don't love is that they're super emotional sometimes.
See, I'm married to a cinnamon roll.
Super lovey, like super lovey-dovey, the things they say. And I'm like, but if somebody said that to me, I'd barf.
So I do think a golden retriever hero is going to be less beta than a cinnamon roll hero. I think a cinnamon roll hero is definitely going to be more beta. And again, there are articles, and I think we did an episode about cinnamon roll heroes.
We did.
And I don't love them, but I do think that a golden retriever hero is going to have more of a pack mentality. Like, he wants to be with the heroine. He isn't going to have as much.
So when I think golden retriever, I think like Dirty Talker by Marilyn Kelly. Like Wade.
Oh yeah,
he's the goodest boy, and he just wants to please her. But he has a little bit of alpha tendency, but he's still the goodest boy.
He is. Wild by Sawyer Bennett. Like, he wants to just build Clark up. But he's not a cinnamon roll because he's a douche to everybody else. He's just the goodest boy for Clark.
Yeah.
And the other thing is a golden retriever, like my neighbor, Forrest, right? He's actually the goodest boy. He's a dog. And like when we babysat him and he would sit on the porch with me and someone would walk by and he would growl like protective growl. Like, listen, you don't get to F with her because she's like my mom for the week.
Yeah.
So like they have that tendency too, right?
That's what
like,
I'm saying. They have the alpha tendencies.
Yeah.
But they're still the goodest boys.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that because Ollie's the goodest boy, but man, he barks like the world is coming to an end.
Yeah, Link does too.
But he just wants to be your best friend.
Well, and he was growling at people that were walking down the street because they were being loud and disruptive to like our quiet.
Right.
He is not a golden retriever, but has those same tendencies.
He does.
I mean, he's an Aussie collie, so it's essentially like
it's the same.
So I feel like cinnamon roll is like gooey, right? Like they're kind of like
I think they're underdeveloped, gooey. Undercooked, less defined.
They and have so this too much brings softness.
Well, this brings the next question. Can identities such as Black Cat, Golden Retriever, Grumpy Sunshine, is that a tool that helps us understand the character's depth? While you might look at a Golden Retriever and think there is nothing behind those eyes, they actually do have a lot going on. I think a cinnamon roll is just a gooey center that doesn't have as much going on.
I think it depends on the author.
Okay.
I think that some authors, you can have that cinnamon roll and they can have a lot of depth. But I think that like there are some where it's like they're just dough.
So Jenny's comment.
I think it depends on the author.
Based on Jenny's comment in the YouTube chat, I'm starting to wonder if all of us on this podcast are Black Cats married to Golden Retrievers.
No, I would say my Michael is more of a cinnamon roll.
Okay.
With like some golden retriever tendencies.
Okay.
But he does not follow me like the goodest boy.
Okay.
All the time. Sometimes he does and I want to shank him. Okay. But
Put
that out there on YouTube.
The whole world now knows.
But I love him so much.
Okay, so you think it depends on the author if they use these characterizations to help lend to depth and understanding of character.
Yeah.
I think it's more usable. I think authors use it more when defining the depths of the female heroine as a black cat. I think it's kind of a sign that says there's more than just her outer shell.
Well, but at the same time, like, I feel like it with the female characters, it's like you said, it's like we have a hard time with there are a lot of people that have a hard time with the unlikable heroine. And so the authors often go a little bit more in depth with those unlikable heroines because they want to make them likable. But like the unlikable hero, nobody really cares. Like, as long as you like him by the end and he likes his heroine, like, and he treats her good. Like, I feel like It's one of those.
Do you think that it gives readers permission to look deeper at this closed-off female heroine and to say there might be a reason instead of just off the cuff being she's unlikable, there's no redemption for her?
I think so, yeah.
I agree. I actually think that there's going to be a shift. I think women, a good chunk of women in general, are going to be real fired up. And we're going to see our heroines be maybe a little sassier. And it might reflect just women's feelings in general, right? Maybe some people might think they're a bitch, but like their hero understands the reason why, right? And is able to see more of the heroine as to why she is the way she is, so to speak,
Well,
right?
Stacy said in the chat, nobody hates a woman like a woman. And it really is true. Like we
Oh,
are
we're meaner and harder on other women than we ever are on anyone else.
100%.
I think that's why authors tend to develop the female, like Black Cat or Grump, differently than the male, because it's almost expected with a male, but a female, like it's almost like we're not allowed to be that. I mean, granted, like the three of us are, but like it's almost like you're giving license to the fact that it's okay to be that type of person, but
Well,
she has to have a reason.
like if
Like,
we look at Butterface by Avery Flynn, I would say she's a black cat in that book. But she has a reason, right? Bullied, made fun of, like she wasn't, people were not kind to her. And so I think that by saying this is a black cat heroine, it forces the reader to look underneath and pull out what is the reasons? So a woman can't, but again, it plays into a stereotype, right? Because we just don't have a right to be grumpy to be grumpy. Like, I'm
Like there
sorry,
has to be a reason.
I
Like there has
really
to be
do
some
not have a reason
psychological. I
to
mean,
be
I'm just a
grumpy
grumpy
other
person.
than sometimes I drink too much caffeine and eat too much sugar and I get a little extra grumpy. And I'm a
It's
moody
just,
bitch.
oh yeah.
Thanks, Leah.
I was
I
talking about
thought you were good.
myself.
Gee, Leah.
I mean,
Wow.
yes, but also I'm looking in the mirror on that statement because I'm a moody bitch also. But I
Same.
mean, it,
Aren't we all? Just,
well, yeah.
I mean, but I don't have, like, I mean, I'm not a
But I
fictional
don't have
heroine.
trauma. I mean, I do have trauma, but the trauma is not what makes me grumpy. Like the trauma came
No.
after the grumpy. Like the trauma, like
Usually it's just men that make me grumpy.
people make me grumpy. Like,
Children.
dumb people. I don't
So
really like, I know that sounds super mean, but like, why are you so stupid? Like,
funny little tidbit. We
right?
were doing that market this weekend, and so my daughter, we were talking, and I made a comment how I don't really like to people, but I people well. And she's like, I like people, but I don't people well.
I
Because
mean,
she's so quiet. So like she has a hard time like talking to people, but she really like enjoys being around people, but she just is very like closed off because she's quiet. I don't like that, but I can fake it really well.
do you think that such things as black cats, golden retrievers, grumps, sunshine, that sometimes there's a hidden charm to these books? Because one, if you're a bitchy woman or a bitchy person in general, it gives you hope that somebody might love you. You too can have yourself a golden retriever.
This is true.
I did, I track all of my rating, right? So I have golden retriever as a whatever thing on my choices. And I have 202 books for the year, right, as of now, and I have 108 golden retrievers. So like to say I have a type is a huge understatement.
Little
However,
bit.
in comparison, I have like I labeled 52 grumpy sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think you necessarily have to have a grumpy heroine for the golden retriever.
Oh, no.
Like you can have the golden retriever energy and have like a really pleasant heroine. It's just like they just want to please them.
That's called a pleasure dom. It's a different kind of
Well,
book.
but it still exists.
It's a pleasure dom. It's a different kind of kink book.
I just think about like we went out with friends, and so my husband was like, "I'm so proud of you, you people." And I know that was so hard for you. So just thinking around like my friends at the table, like there's a guy and he's pretty grumpy, and his wife is like the sweetest human in the world. And then you have my husband, Mr. Golden Retriever, and I'm sort of black cat bitch. My other friend, she Steven is even more of a golden retriever than my husband. I mean, imagine a more golden retriever. Steven
I
is
didn't know that
totally
was
that.
possible.
I know. And she's like me. And so it was so funny to just sit around the table
Yeah.
and witness.
Okay, so do you think these stories, these Grumpy Sunshine, Golden Retriever, Black Cat books, are going to be more character vibe heavy over storyline, plot, and stakes?
Again, I think it depends on the author.
Yep.
Because I feel like there are some that I've
Think
read where, like, they are.
the majority are character-driven vibes.
Yeah,
Because
but.
the big emotional piece is she gets ungrumpy and lets down her walls, and then they never have that third act breakup, and they love each other.
I don't know. I feel like I've read a bunch where you still get the stakes,
You still get
though.
the stakes? I need those
But
wrecks.
again, it depends on the author. But also, like that, the lack of the third act breakup, like a lot of the vibes, like that's it lends to
It does. I know. Heather's
that.
rolling her eyes because she
Because
is
Heather does not like
loving
a third act
I
breakup.
don't need I shouldn't say I don't need a breakup. Like I like for there to be some drama or whatever, but not
Well, I don't need a breakup. I just need something.
I
But the
need
ones that
drama.
like there's nothing and just keeps going, and there's like, it's like, man, this should have ended like 60 pages ago.
Yes. Okay, so Heather thinks that we're going to see more of this, at least what we're terming black cat, golden retriever, women's female rage, feminine rage. We're going to see that more. But do you think that this trope, this grumpy sunshine, because I don't think we see as much grumpy sunshine, male grump, female sunshine in the last 6 months? I don't think we're seeing a lot of it.
No.
But do you think this trope can last? And will it age well? Will we pick up a book from 10, 4, 5, 10 years ago that is grumpy sunshine? Like I think about that window shopper from Tessa Bailey, that's, the take on it was her fan fiction for the stupid Apple TV
No,
soccer.
window shopping wasn't that one. That was something. Was that window shopping? I thought that was a different one.
No, that was window
Well,
shopping was her take.
because
What's that
she's the
TV
grump
show?
in window
Yeah.
shopping.
And the owner of the soccer team is the grump on that Apple show. What is it?
Okay, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. It's a dude's name. But if you go back and read that book, like I picked it up and just was like paging through it, it does not age well.
Well, but I think it depends, because that one, like, the book itself was not bad, but it wasn't a great book. Like, I think it depends on the book. Like, with those really strong books, like one like that have a lot of depth, have a lot of character, have a lot of story, I think those ones will age well. But those ones where like they are like excuse me, the based on this, or like I took like the Schitt's Creek stuff that she had written, like that was a grumpy sunshine, but it was not a great
Oh, it
book.
happened
Like,
one summer.
yeah. And like that one isn't gonna hold up well, but it wasn't a great book going in.
Yeah.
So I think about Big Stick by Kelly Jameson
Jameson.
from the Ace of the series, right? It's your favorite one where
It's my
he's
favorite
super
one.
grumpy, they get stuck in a snowstorm. But Jody, the heroine, she's not a sunshine.
She is not.
It's like a grumpy black
Grump.
cat, so to
It
speak. You know
is.
what I mean?
Well, because she's got walls, she's very protective of her child, and she's determined to make life on her own and do it herself. And she's protective of her business and doesn't want to be reliant on anyone. So together they have to break down their walls. And I wouldn't even say that's an opposite attract romance between the two of them.
No. And I think that has aged well. I mean, like
It
you and
has.
I think that if we know someone who's not read this, they shouldn't. I mean, this was 2018, so it wasn't super long ago, but
But I
long
think there's
enough.
a difference of books from 20. So that's part of the reason. This is a side veer a little bit. That's part of the reason we're doing the authors that we're doing in Project Backlist. I specifically went for authors that have been publishing before 2020.
Because
Because
there seemed to be a shift.
there's a shift in writing styles, there's a shift in our storytelling, there's a shift in character development. If we look at books published pre-2020, they read very differently. They have a longevity to them. They have a quality of story. I don't know that some of those books written 2020 forward would have that same longevity, that same quality. And I know 4 years, 4 years, but there's been
But
some
those 4 years
huge
made a big
shifts.
difference.
Yeah. Because if you look at, okay, let's take the beginning of the Arizona Vengeance. I'm going to be real critical here. Let's look at the beginning of the Arizona Vengeance and how those stories are written. Then, if we look at the last three books in the Arizona Vengeance, you know, if you look at Kane, if you look at, who is it? Riggs. What's the one before
Briggs.
Riggs?
Riggs was the last
The
one, wasn't it?
last one, so it starts with Bishop and ends
The
with
last three.
Riggs. So Riggs, Jet is total golden retriever.
Yeah, he really
Steel,
is. Steel. That was
Steel.
a I really like Steel because it was Marriage and Crisis. I really like that one. But Kane's was
Kane.
meh.
Kane, I love Kane.
You loved him.
He's a very golden retriever.
But look at how those books changed just in the narrative of those heroes. Like Bishop, Legend, and Dax are the first three books.
Nope, it's Bishop, Eric.
Oh, and
Eric is,
then,
he falls in love with a flight attendant.
They're much more grouchy, alpha, strong, like over the top male athlete compared to the last three books in that
Yeah,
series.
they definitely get softer.
Right. I mean, Kane was very soft. Steel is doing everything he can to win his woman, which he needed to do. Jet, again, he just was attracted and loved her and just wanted to be there.
Book seven is Wild, and Wild is very golden
He
retriever, but
is.
still kind of alpha jerk. Kane, very golden retriever. And then Steel, and then you have Jet and Riggs.
I wouldn't
Riggs
say
was
Riggs was golden
grumpy.
retriever though. He's
Protective though.
grumpy.
borderline asshole though.
He was. Well, he and Veronica were more friends with benefits, like random
Well, they're
hookup.
more enemies with
It's,
benefits.
yeah. But I'm just
And
saying,
but
if
he
you
was
look at,
so soft for his sister.
right. But if we look at those first three books that are pre-2020 and those last three books that are post-2020,
Well,
there's
and
a
then if you like go into
difference.
Titans like directly from that, there's a lot more golden retriever energy with like a little bit of other sprinkled in.
Right. I mean, you got Stone, you have Cohen that are really strong, dynamic, grouchy, grumpy, asshole heroes.
Well, then you have Drake, who's just an asshole.
But, you know, they do get softer as the series goes on. There's a light.
Gage. Gage
Yeah,
is
there's just
book
like,
three
oh,
and
he's a
four.
golden
Years.
retriever. There's
And
a
then you
couple
have
outliers.
Cannon. Oh my. Okay. Let's just Drake after Drake. Drake is the asshole. Then it goes to Cannon, Hendrix, Camden, Bane. Oh my God, Bane. I love him so much. Van. Van. Well, Van
Two.
two.
You even had Boone, which is a lot of emotion, but he is a very soft hero. Like, he just yeah. wants to be the soft place for his heroine to land. So again, and like I said, that's part of the reason that we picked the authors we picked for Project Backlist, because they have backlists that date pre-2020 that I feel don't get enough eyes on them.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do some book recs. Let's go with, well, just give a rec and say whether where you classify it or if you're having an issue classifying it. But I will have a list of all of my books that I felt fit into one of these places. On they'll all be on the website, and we've done several episodes. I probably am not going to worry about Grumpy Sunshine where he is grumpy, because I feel like
we've done that enough.
But if Heather, if that's all you have, give them. I don't care.
I've got my first one is The Hero She Wants by Anna Hackett.
Okay, what is that?
It's book two in Unbroken Heroes. He is like a total recluse. He lives in the mountains.
So he's the Grouch.
The Grouch. She's the president's daughter, and she's kidnapped. So there's kidnapping.
I wouldn't say she's super sunshiny, though. Like, she is a positive, but she's... Mm-mm. She almost has some black cat energy, to be honest.
She does. I actually wrote they're opposite, but very similar, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're kind of both set in their ways and a little grumpy. Maybe it's grumpy.
What do you got, Leah?
So I have My True Love by Melissa Foster. I will say this every time we talk about Grumpy Sunshine, because this is the epitome of perfect Grumpy Sunshine. Like, he is grumpy. She is delightfully sunshiny, but it's not obnoxious. Like,
she's
sunshiny.
Just joyful.
She's just joyful. She finds joy in the mundane. She finds joy in the little. And he finds joy in nothing but her.
Yeah.
I will say that until the end of time.
So, Grumpy Sunshine, she's grumpy. I have My Darling Neighbor by Swati M.H. In that book, it's an accidental pregnancy. And he just wants to connect with her. And she has OCD and... some other things. She's an adoptee and, you know, unpacking some stuff. But she's not standoffish. She just is dealing with a lot and trying to move forward. And he just wants to love her hard.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Heather?
I have Resisting You by E.M. Lindsay. It's book two in The Words That Were Never Said, or We Never Said. It's an MM. There's a single dad, and he's a nurse, and he has a son with a disability, and he has this like prank war going with the grumpiest surgeon you have ever met in your life. And I'm totally blanking on their names now. The nurse is like the happiest person you have ever met. Like, you meet him in other books and he's this amazing nurse and he connects with everyone and he's just the sweetest, sweetest person. And yet the surgeon like hates him and they have this banter and then it just like explodes and it is so good.
What do you got, Leah?
Boss Man Bridegroom by Megan Quinn. So he's kind of grumpy, but he almost has golden retriever energy. And she is more sunshiny.
Yeah. Well, he is definitely a little bit like of a German shepherd. Like, he's guarding everywhere around.
But he has that like energy.
But he's
so
a good
it's
boy
like
for
this
her.
Weird blend, but it's a really good book. And it's like one of the few Megan Quinn books that I really like. But
yeah.
And they talk about school, like office supplies all the time.
The love of office supplies.
She loves office supplies. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Totally relate
but it's
to
one
her.
Of those, like, it's hard to classify because he's kind of grumpy, but he has golden retriever energy. But she is sunshiny. Like, that is not, like, she is not the problem there. He is the problem.
Perfect black cat, golden retriever. Her Favorite Jack-o'-lantern by Rebecca Rennick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She hates everyone, I mean, she doesn't hate them. She tolerates them barely. But
she's not a fan of the people.
And they are not kind to her either. What was the one that we read by Nyssa Catherine that was like that? The town was just...
Oh, the Reckless
Truth? Trust? Reckless Trust? I don't know. It was kind of like that. The town is horrific, but she has a reason for her walls. And I guess I wouldn't say that she's grumpy because she's not. She's still
Reckless Trust.
Reckless Trust. She's still out there in the community doing all the things. She just doesn't trust people into her space and into her world. And it makes sense. Like, I wouldn't say she's grumpy. She's just put up boundaries and walls to protect herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What do you got, Heather?
I'm kind of going back and forth between. I'm going to go with One Night by Lena Hendricks. It's book 4 in the Sullivan family series. He is a blueberry farmer. And she's the, like, forgotten daughter of the rival family. She works in a bakery. Her name is Sylvie. She's, like, literally the sweetest human on the planet. And they kind of have, like, this, like, secret relationship going. She gets pregnant. And her dad is, like, super mean to her. And Duke is, like, oh, hell no. And just all the green flags. Because he's, like, listen, you don't get to talk to Sylvie like this. And it is, oh, so good. The audio, perfection.
Okay. What do you got, Leah?
Finding Mayhem by Layla Frost. She is the grumpy character, almost black cat. And he is, I mean, you would not think the MC, he would be golden retriever, but he is like, he is the goodest boy in love.
Goodest boy.
Like, loves hard and like, he just, and she's pregnant and it's not his and he is all over that and just squishes like this, like, adorable, like, piece of his life. It's just, it's a really well done. She's the grumpy character.
Okay. I have,
can't think of her name though.
Strictly the Worst by Carrie Elks. It is book 4 in the Salinger Brothers.
I wondered when we were going to get a Carrie Elks book.
I have one in each category.
I'm joking.
She's grumpy. She's not a black cat because she has friends. I mean, she's a single mom. She just doesn't want to be shit on in the workplace. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even say that she's grumpy. She's got female rage. And the hero in that book is the pretty boy that just comes in and he's the Salinger brother and everything is just easy for him. And she has some rage towards him.
Well,
and I love her for that. I love her for that.
Okay. The rage is justified.
Though. It is.
Stacy's like my obligatory read.
Read Winterfell. Oh, they're going to have to read Winterfell, Stacy. Just you wait. Just you wait. Because it's one of our backlist authors.
It is.
Just you wait. Okay. What do you got, Heather?
It Rough Country by Kelly Fox. It's an MM. I mean, if you're new here, Kelly Fox, just read her. You'll love her. She's the best. It is total grumpy. That it's in the hills, foothills of Texas. His name is Woody, and he is the grumpiest person. He wears, like, Golden Girl shirts, and he's this, like, quirky character, and he owns this, like, animal rescue, and he is the grumpiest person ever. And next door, his neighbor moves in, Emery, and he's a single dad. And he screams at him for being on ladders. And oh my gosh, it's just so good.
Okay.
So good.
What do you got, Leah?
I have Wrong Side of the Tracks by Jessica Prince. It's part of her Hope Valley series. So Gypsy is definitely like black cat, closed off. Like, does not want a relationship. She's raising all of her siblings. And Marco decides that she is worth all the things. And he doesn't allow her to, like, keep herself closed off. And it does take a while. But yeah, she's very, like, this is how, like, I want my life to be because I don't have time. I don't have the headspace. Like, yeah. I really enjoy that series. And Jessica Prince and I are, we are back together.
You so. Are no longer broken up. Heather is declaring no Kelly up. Fox on the backlist list.
Jenny, I got Jenny to read these books, and know, she yeah. is like, that we are in.
Well, yeah, like, she binged.
People those. Need to oh. participate in this first grouping of backlist so we can keep doing it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one, I'm going to put this to both of you because mm-hmm. I am torn here on this one. So. Mm-hmm. We have Trapped in Love by Danica Flynn. And okay. then Against mm. the Boards by Danica Flynn. Mm-hmm. I say Trapped in Love is Black Cat Golden Retriever. Mm. You don't think so? You think it's just Grumpy Sunshine?
No, he's I definitely not... think it's Black Cat, but I don't know yeah. if I would consider him a Golden Retriever.
Felix, you don't think he's a Golden Retriever?
I do like that German Shepherd analogy a little bit.
I think he's more of a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what about against
he has, the... He has the grumpy tendencies, but he's like, yeah.
Okay. What about Against the Boards?
Oh, he's a good boy.
Benny yeah. got the name right.
Would Benny you like is you to the know? Goodest boy.
He is the Benny goodest is the boy.
Boy.
Yeah. And she is grumpy.
But I think she's a black cat because she got heart, right? Like, so she has walls, not just grouchiness.
Well, she's a grumpy black cat. Like, well,
she's a black cat with an owie paw for sure.
I mean, she's kind of a bitch, to be honest. But no, Benny is definitely the goodest boy.
Okay. But I just felt like those were two really good examples of where it could be either way, right?
It really could be. And it depends on how, like, you read the character, whether or not, like...
Also... I mean,
Benny is 1,000% a golden retriever. Like, there's no question about that, but she could be either one. But yeah. Trapped in Love, it can go both ways.
Also, quick shout out to our dear friend, Danica Flynn, who uh-huh. got engaged on her trip to Ireland, and I apparently missed it.
Well, because she was, like, quiet about it.
She's like, I got to plan a wedding. I'm like, for who? A character?
Yeah.
Somebody told us. Did she put it in her newsletter?
She put it in her newsletter. She read it in the newsletter, but then did not proceed to tell the rest of us because
she said she shared it in her stories.
But I do not read newsletters the whole way through.
Anyway.
Well, and if it's in her stories, it might be a day that I do not hit the social media life.
Well, there's that.
Congratulations I have one to last our sweet, one. Sweet friend.
Yeah. Congratulations, Danica.
But she is also a black cat. And her sweet,
who Danica
sweet,
is?
Yeah.
Yes.
And her sweet, sweet fiance is the goodest boy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And she has two kitty cats now, too.
What do you got next, Heather? Oh, I guess we're getting close to an hour here. We probably should.
Yeah. Grumpy Sunshine, Hannah and the Hitman by Vanessa Vale.
Oh, my God. Yes.
She has no right to be as happy as she is. She has so much. I'm like, girl. I mean, good for you, but I would be just curled up in a ball crying. And she just, nope, not, she just does it.
Did you see the Manhunt series is back in Kindle Unlimited?
No, mm-hmm. but it's so good.
So oh. good. Anyway, Leah, you got another one?
I have Hiding in the Smoke by Ophelia.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. So Black Cat or Grumpy?
I think she's more Black Cat.
Yeah, fierce, protective.
Definitely... I don't see him as Golden Retriever, though.
He's not even a German Shepherd. He is like a rabid mutt that eats a spanking.
He's like a feral raccoon.
He is like a feral raccoon.
I'm sorry, Ophelia. I love you so much. But he is. Like, she's Black Cat 1,000%. But yeah, there's no Golden Retriever energy there.
So I have to talk about this one before we go on to the next things. I really think we could sit here for another half an hour, if not more. Uh-huh. Okay. So Not Your Average Vixen.
Oh, that's such it a good book.
It is uh-huh. Grumpy Sunshine. He is the Grouch. Yeah. He's a Scrooge. That's by Krista Sandor. We're getting into holiday Christmas season. If you haven't read this book...
You have got to read this book.
And you just want just, Christmas yes. joy. But she has a little bit of female rage, feminine rage in her.
Well, uh-huh. she does. Yes.
It's just that the gummies and the funnel cake make everything better. And I feel like that should be our mantra going into 2025.
The gummies and the funnel cake.
And funny funnel cake will help with the rage.
I mean, the tequila helps too.
Tequila does help too.
But those of you that can't drink the tequila, go with the gummies.
Go with the gummies. Is there any other books that we didn't mention that we absolutely need to talk about before we move on to the next thing?
Yeah, no. I think I just want to say A Golden Retriever, if you're big into MM like me, Romantic Puckboy has the best Golden Retriever. He is just the sweetest goalie. He carries rocks in his like pockets like for good luck, and he's a goalie, and he is he is the goodest of the goodest boys. He is so sweet.
And I love who writes a lot of like Golden Retrievers is Elise Faber.
She does. Because her bang brother, he was the goodest boy.
Well, and actually in her her Breakers series. Well, the Gold series too. Like she likes a Golden Retriever.
I've met her husband. Oh, there's a reason she can write a good Golden Retriever. Because
that makes sense then.
She's married to the goodest.
To the goodest boy. But okay, so reading Icebreakers, because I just recently did some work for them on Icebreakers. While he is a little bit of a Golden Retriever, like he loves her and he just wants to be the goodest boy for her. And she's got walls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Kat Elsmazir's husband is also
a Golden Retriever.
Well, but I will say, like,
sensing a theme
in Elise's book, a lot of times it is the female character with the higher walls than the males. Not that the males don't have them sometimes, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy all of her books that I read.
I know you do. I think the only one that I have left is Rags to Royals by Erin Nicole, which is Erin Nicholas, her other pen name. That's her latest release in her Royals series. And she wants nothing to do with him. She found out he is a prince. She's like, we are not the same. She has a lot of religious trauma. And he's like, just let me love you. I can fix everything for you. She's the single mom of a 15-year-old teenager. And she's like, I don't need you in my life. Go away. But he's the goodest boy.
Golden Retriever vibes, too.
What? Uh-huh.
Book one, he's a Golden Retriever.
Yeah. But not quite as much. Because she's like, just, she's not really sunshine or grumpy. Yeah.
No, she's more anxiety ridden.
She is a little bit of an anxious cat.
And she has more of a Golden Retriever hero in most of her books, too.
She does.
They have those Golden Retriever vibes.
Okay. Like I said, you can check out our website for more book recs because, you know, my list was front and back. Like, and we we did not
I have a lot, too, and I didn't.
We'll put them up on the website. Okay. So we are back with week two of Project Backlist. I hope everybody, today is the last day to grab Melanie Moreland's Bentley free on some platforms or 99 cents on Amazon. And then Aiden is $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last day to do that, which was last week's Project Backlist. This week at Buzzing About Romance, we need every romance reader to love who loves to discover as an author's backlist. We are back with some hidden gems that you might not have read. So, like we said, for the next 8 weeks, we are spotlighting must-read back titles from beloved authors, helping readers know just where to start and why these books are worth diving into. So this week, Project Backlist feature is author Juliana Stone, her series, The Crystal Lake Series. Now, I have loved this series. I talk about Juliana Stone and her Simon Family series often. Her Crystal Lake series takes place in Michigan. Like, I know the exact area in Michigan that this series takes place at. But Amanda was actually the point person on this series, and this was her first Juliana Stone, and she really, really enjoyed it. So Amanda did our web-exclusive Q&A with Juliana, and she asked her, which of the characters in the book or series are you most proud of, and what makes them stand out to you? And Juliana answered, I love all of them. In book one, The Thing About Trouble, Cam opens his heart and home to a young child while falling in love with a woman who has a lot of baggage. overall, I think the couple from the Shake the Frost, Ethan and Emily, stand out the most. They've got loads of stuff to overcome: tragedy, a baby, unwanted family feelings, and they loved writing them. Book one in the Crystal Lake series is The Thing About Trouble, and Amanda has a review up on the website. Our hero is Cam. I've read this series. I love it. It's available in my library. He becomes the guardian of five-year-old Tawny. It's weird. Whatever.
Is it, though?
For me, it is. Anyway, she is sass and charm and everything five-year-olds are. And our heroine is Blue. She is a widow, a former Vegas showgirl who has moved back to the small town. And everyone seems to think that she is just a black widow out to marry wealthy men. But there are reasons. She's got a lot of depth and a lot of reasons. So if you've never read Juliana Stone, you should start with The Thing About Trouble. There's also Cam's elderly neighbor lady.
Oh, I like an elderly.
She's nosy character. And she's a hoot, and I adored her. This is available in ebook on everywhere. It's in most libraries, and it is available to read with Kobo Plus. So, there's that.
And be on the lookout for the newsletter. Did you say that already?
No, not yet. Go ahead.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Monday, the newsletter with all the information will go out, and we will link the interview that Amanda did and also the review for the book as well.
And also, if you are in our Discord, Hannah made these really cool project backlist graphics that you could print out and color in the books as you read through the backlists for each of these series that we're highlighting over the course of the next 8 weeks. So those are in our Discord. Thank you, Hannah, so much for doing that. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's that time, you guys.
It's that time.
It's that time for Book of the Week. It's Book of the Week time. Heather, what's your Book of the Week?
My Book of the Week is Every Broken Promise by Ashley James. It is the final book in the Copper Lake series. It is a cowboy, like, small town, Montana. This is Whit and Conrad's book. So they were married and they're divorced. And this is their second chance. Whit is younger. There's an age gap. And he's a veterinarian and he's on the spectrum and he's very quirky. And Conrad just literally loves him more than anything. Like, they are so sweet. And I have been waiting for their book. It's one of those things, this is the final book in the series, and it's sort of bittersweet because I love these characters so much.
Okay. So, Leah, what's your Book of the Week?
My Book of the Week is The Lone Wolf's Rejected Mate by Kate C. Wells. I went real rogue the past few days. I read these Rejected Mate series. I read a couple cheating books. Like, my reading has been a hot mess. But this one, so, like, the book opens up and, like, they do the dirty. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone for 4 years. But he gifts her meat.
Oh.
It makes sense. But she does not accept it. She doesn't like it. And then his wolf is, like, feral, supposedly. But it's actually, I really enjoy the way this series played out, and I do like a Rejected Mate book, but yeah, I went rogue.
You did go rogue. Okay, you explained that about as bad as I did yesterday trying to explain Omegaverse to the manager.
Well, these
of
ones
a
are
bookstore.
In the Omegaverse, and there's, like, all the nodding and things like that. So.
Yeah. Okay. So I went the complete opposite of you two. I went soft, squishy, and delightful. Like, literally.
You had Dirty Highlanders all week.
I did. I had Dirty Highlanders earlier in the week. But for my Book of the Week today, I read Marshmallow Mountain by M.A. Wardle and A.J. Truman. It is male-male. And they are snowed in. It is second chance romance. So much emotion. Marshall is his name. Data is his nickname. He's a little bit more emotional than the other guy. They're bearded. They're cute, fluffy banter. This book was just fun and quirky. It's 298 pages. It read so fast, you guys. I cannot recommend it enough. And it's also Christmassy, and I'm, you know, slowly starting to get into the Christmas romances. And this cover, how adorable is this cute, squishy cover?
And it's no secret. If there's an AJ Truman fan club, I am like in line. I just adore him.
Well, did the two of them write together that one that's the Bears?
I think so.
The camping?
I think they did.
I think that's just AJ's.
No, I think it's MA's. I think it's.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. It's the same cover.
They have cut to the feeling.
MA Wardle has like that Teachers in Love series.
Which is on my, because Mistletoe and Michigan's, I don't know, was on my list to do. But there was a.
Oh, no, they have a co-written that is coming out later. It's book two in the Marshmallow Mountain, Big Boys Small Spaces series is what it's called.
There was one that we read that I saw the cover. Now I can't remember the title. That it was like Falcon Bears Camping in the Wood.
I think it's Falcon and the Foe.
It's just AJ.
It's just AJ's book. It's they're single dads, and one is like a they go camping because their kids are in like Boy Scouts or whatever.
No, this was.
This one looks fun. Oh,
I know what you're talking about. And I don't think it's either of them.
It might not be either of them. The cover was in the same vein. And
I know what you're talking about.
And I need to go back and look. Because.
Mistletoe. Oh no! Which one are you talking about?
I'm not talking about. We think it's written by somebody else. Anyway, I really liked Marshmallow Mountain. Read Marshmallow Mountain, you guys. It was perfect, fluffy, Christmassy. Okay. Patreon.
It's called Cubs and Campfires by Dylan Drix.
Cute, fluffy, like cover.
Two bears.
Like two illustrated cover, right? Yeah.
Like adorable little bears.
Yeah, it's so cute.
These covers are really cute too, this marshmallow one.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Patreon update. Welcome new Patreon member, Emily. We are super excited to have you join our community. Celebrating Hive anniversaries. Amy Award is 1 year. Merritt is celebrating 2 years, and Danica is celebrating 4 years. If you celebrated 4 years last month or this month, your sticker will be in the January mailing. Because I had to get them designed and then ordered. And we're not sending a December swag. It's going to be in January's. This month's swag pack are sponsored by Emma Fox, Shannon Elliott, and Danica Flynn. We had to adjust the schedule for the upcoming Sip and Discuss. We bumped last week's discussion to this week. So make sure you join us back here on Wednesday for our discussion of Take It or Leaf It by Lainey Hatcher. Oh my gosh, I'm 20% into this book.
Isn't it delightful?
It's delightful.
Which is why we pushed it back, because delightful. It needed the time and the energy that we could give it.
So for a list of books we talked about this weekend, please visit our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. You can find the current list of books for our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates and join our community of romance enthusiasts. We do have a free tier at Patreon, and it gets you access to things like our upcoming silent book clubs for Clear the TBR, which is the challenge we currently have going on. You can find details about that on our website. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Grumpy Sunshine and Black Cat Golden Retriever romances. We hope you'd enjoyed exploring why these opposite attract dynamics bring so much fun, heart, and relatability to romance stories. Whether you're drawn to the grumpy character who needs a little sunshine, or those guarded black cats softened by their golden retriever counterparts, There's a book recommendation here for every mood. Don't forget to share your favorite Grumpy Sunshine or Black Cat Golden Retriever pairs with us on social media. We love hearing from our fellow romance readers. And until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.